Wandale Robinson's week turned on one hit. In Thursday's joint practice against the Bears, he was evaluated for a concussion after a shot from Bears safety Xavier Woods, a hit Robert Saleh called cheap, per Pro Football Talk. The next day, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reported Robinson is not believed to have suffered a concussion, with early indications positive and the team continuing to monitor him. That is an early report, not a cleared protocol confirmation, and no team announcement of a clearance appeared all week. He did not play Saturday's finale, where most of the starters sat, which makes Thursday's hit his last recorded football activity of the preseason. Sunday's cutdown put him in the six-receiver room with no injury designation, per Jim Wyatt at the team's website. And being absent from the designation list is a roster fact, not a medical one. Availability had not been a question for him at any point this summer. It is a small one now. Before the scare, the Seattle game gave the target magnet thesis its first quiet sample. Robinson started and finished with two receptions for 11 yards, per the team's post-game notes, on a night Cam Ward threw 12 passes across three first-team drives, and the recorded catch leader was Tygie Spears with three. Our August 23rd episode asked whether Robinson would lead the starters' stint in targets. Targets went unpublished, so the question is unanswerable as asked, and receptions say he did not. Two catches in a three-drive stint is a small game sample against a large practice one. 48 camp catches by Wyatt's running count. And we'd frame it as the first week in five that didn't restate the thesis, not as a reversal. The other question we asked, whether the catch pace survives the shift from practice counts to official game charting, rolls to week one untouched. Back in June, we made our firmest claim of the Tennessee slate on Robinson, 92 catches on 140 targets last season, reunited with Brian Daboll, target volume being the input that repeats most reliably. Camp agreed for 5 weeks. The June caveat, that all this volume is only worth what Ward's offense is worth, got its first data point in Seattle, and it was soft. Three drives, 3 points, and nothing Ward completed past 10 air yards, per Kevin Patra at NFL.com. Thesis intact, caveat live, and one new line in the file that wasn't there before. Watch the injury report. We'll be back on him as the opener nears. Data via NFL Verse.